Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second, the center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third, the catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting sixth, the DH, Bobby Darwin. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Doug Griffin. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Luis Tiant. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting second, the center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third, the third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth, the first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth, the DH, Jamie Quirk. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting eighth, the catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Andy Hosler. And now, play ball. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson takes first base on ball four. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burleson. The throw from Martinez and he is out, White applying the tag. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Hosler covering, for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Rice reaches second base with a double. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. White fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. White fields it and throws to second for the out. Rice moves to third. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Hosler drops the ball. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Burleson hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Griffin moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Paquette for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Darwin bunts towards the right side of the infield. Nelson misplays the ball. That's an error on Nelson. Rice moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Darwin moves to second. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Darwin moves to third. Evans moves to second. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to home to get Darwin. Evans moves to third. Petrocelli moves to second. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burleson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nelson hits a line drive towards third. Petrocelli reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Tiant. Otis moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Otis moves to third. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. Otis scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Quirk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hosler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Little now pitching. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Darwin is called out on strikes. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffin takes first base on ball 4. Petrocelli moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Petrocelli scores. Griffin moves to third. It's Red Sox, 1, Royals, 1. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a pop-up towards short. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White strikes out. 1 out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Rice steals second. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Darwin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mayberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mayberry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Quirk is 0 for 2 in the game. Quirk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 2 in the game. Paquette hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper pinch hits for Dwight Evans. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cooper strikes out. 1 out. Rick Miller pinch hits for Rico Petrocelli. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Griffin takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burleson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burleson hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. the Royals will come to bat. Bob Hisa now playing third base. Rick Miller now playing right field. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Way then pinch runs for Buck Martinez. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Way then. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Burleson applying the tag. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. White steals second. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 3 in the game. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. Two outs. Amos Otis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Otis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Way then now catching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 4 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Rice is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.